For the meditation today, we'll start kind of as usual with just a settling in the way that we have been. But I'm going to introduce a form of practice that can be particularly helpful in navigating challenging situations in our lives. And so this is a what I call a reflective practice, where we actually consciously call content into our minds and then explore how we are in the present moment, having brought that content into mind. And so this can be a useful tool for us if we're navigating a challenging situation and, right in the midst of something, when something's happening very quickly in our daily lives, it can be kind of difficult to feel into all of the stuff that's happening. And so you can get a taste of all of that stuff by calling that situation into mind. And so we'll play with that. We'll play with that today a little bit, but we'll start in the first, I don't know, 5 to 8 minutes of just settling in, and then I'll start to introduce this this notion of a reflective practice. And I have a write-up that describes it, which I will post on the retreat instructions page. Allowing yourself to just simply be present with yourself. Arrive with yourself. Just settling in. We're allowing that settling to happen by just being willing to be here with yourself. Perhaps allowing the sense of gathering, the feeling of body and mind beginning to collect together. And perhaps opening to the exploration of relaxation of body. Perhaps a simple invitation for relaxation. May the body relax. May the mind relax. Checking in with the awareness. Are you aware? What is obvious? Exploring the possibility of just staying connected with where the attention is landing or what is coming to you. Another way to feel into it. What's coming to into experience moment after moment. What's here? Receiving. What is easy to receive? What is obvious? From time to time, opening to the relationship to experience. Just also let that be included in what you are aware of. Are you aware? Perhaps already aware. And experience already known. At this point, I'd like to invite you into a reflective practice. And we'll begin by just letting your mind kind of float back over the last few days, perhaps. And notice or see if you can connect with a particular time of an event that happened where there was some struggle. It doesn't have to be the biggest one that happened, but just something that there was a little bit of tension or something going on that was hard to navigate, a little bit hard to navigate. You may have several of them bubbling in, so I'll be quiet for a minute or so and just let you land with, think through those and just pick one. And I'd encourage it not to be the most charged one for this exploration, for this first time we're doing this. Just pick something where there's a mild amount of struggle. Landing with one. This experience that you're landing with may have several facets to it. Might have different kind of, might be a mixture of different situations and experiences that kind of gather together. Just see if you can pick one aspect of it, one situation. That you can envision perhaps in your mind. So let yourself call that into mind, that situation. Recall the details of where you were, who you were with, what was happening. Just let yourself imagine it. And while you're bringing that up, also take note of moods and emotions that may be arising now as you're opening to this memory, this situation. So, how is this connection to this memory affecting your present moment experience? Check in particular to the body, maybe how it affects the breath. Seeing if you can explore this content of the experience with your present moment experience. So stay connected to the memory or the image and how it's affecting you in this moment. Moods or emotions, thoughts that might be bubbling up. As this is, you're exploring this, see if you can take an interest in the exploration and be curious about what's happening in the present moment with this memory. You're seeing conditioning at work here. It's an opportunity to learn about something for yourself, how you respond, how this kind of situation, perhaps a little more detail or clarity about how it made you feel, actually landing with it mindfully. I'd also like to invite you to possibly explore the landscape of your experience as a whole, rather than focusing in on this sensation and that sensation and this emotion and that thought. Can there be a sense of here's the situation and here's the felt sense of the whole mess of it, a whole kind of diffuse, messy quality, the feeling of that, the feeling of the whole mess of it, the felt sense. A broader sense of the experience of the feeling of it. Relaxation can help you perhaps to touch into that broader sense. It may be a kind of a vague, unclear, messy feeling. That's okay. See if there can be a sense of allowing it to be vague and unclear and messy. Perhaps there might be a sense of some quality you might be able to connect with, just a little bit of language that can resonate with that vague, unclear felt sense. Maybe a little scattered or jumpy or whirling or popping as some kind of quality. But mostly stay connected to the feeling. Sometimes with these vague feelings, some kind of language can help us to meet it, to stay connected with it. This, and maybe even just this fuzzy feeling. This is this fuzzy feeling. And then opening to with this fuzzy feeling, this more felt sense of the whole experience connected with that memory or situation. Dropping in the question, how does this whole fuzzy, vague experience relate to that situation? What's the connection? Not trying to find the answer, but just letting that question bubble. staying connected to your present moment experience. With that, holding that image or that situation in mind. I'm just curious about what might be available to be learned in this inner landscape of feelings and sensations. I find it best not to look for anything, but just be willing to be available for what might want to show up. At this point, let go of that part of the reflection and just let yourself reflect on the possibility of how the Dharma might support you in a situation like that. You might explore, you know, just how some of the Dharma teachings on impermanence or non-identification, causes and conditions, the nature, this is the nature of conditioning unfolding. And you also might want to stay tuned with how it impacts the mind and body to bring these Dharma reflections in. This is nature. And for the last minute or so of the sitting, just let yourself step back a moment and reflect on if there's any questions that might support you in this process of exploring reflection. And actually, I'd like to add the end here, just some space to let go of reflection entirely and just settle here with your experience as it is. It has been likely shaped by some of what we've been exploring. But just let yourself let go of the reflection and be with yourself here and now, aware of this. If there's tension in the body that's crept in, you're welcome to drop in some reminders about relaxation or consciously relaxing the body, mind. Relax. Receive. And allow.